各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们很高兴请来英文堂候选牧师TJ McCall and 师母Jessica 在我们当中，好不好？请他们先站起来，坐一起看一下，好不好？好，请坐。我们非常高兴和盼望，就是说英文堂的牧师实际上是我们全教会的牧师了。那我们感谢主，他们上次已经来过作为我们当中的 guest speaker， 而且我们聘牧委员会已经通过这次呢他们来是作为我们的正式候选人。所以我们很感谢主，他们在加州服侍了一个教会好几个教会，actually在其中的一个教会他们已经服侍了10多年，所以说他们也比较有经验。所以我们愿意这次他们来在我们当中和我们有一个美好的交通，而且也盼望这次的所谓的 interview 啊，或者说我们的这个聘牧师招牧师能够按照神的心意来进行。所以下边我们愿意欢迎Pastor TJ 给我们来分享信息，愿神来祝福他。
Well, thank you so much for encouraging me this morning.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们今天早上对我们的鼓励。
I was encouraged by your singing. I might not know the words that you were singing, but I am extremely encouraged by your heart and your passion.
你们的唱诗虽然我听不太懂，但是你们的热情，你们的向神的心，大大的鼓励了我。
Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Exodus chapter 1.
请大家翻到旧约圣经出埃及记第一章。
The American nation was birthed through rebellion.
我们知道美国这个国家的产生是通过反抗 而产生的。
And our forefathers rebelled against an evil king. He said, "Do this and do it this way."
我们美国建国的国父们是通过反抗一位最恶的王，就是英国国王，因为他说你要照我说的做这个做那个。
And our American forefathers said, "No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it God's way."
美国的国父们说，不，我们不听你的，我们要按照上帝的命令来行事。
And these were men and women of courage who resisted an ungodly authority.
建立美国的这些勇敢的男女们，他们是按照上帝的心意来建立这个国家的。
Now, I think that we can have a conversation about whether or not they should have rebelled against that authority.
我们可以关于我们这些国父们建立美国的这些人们是不是应该这样反抗国王，关于这个题目我们可以谈很多。
But that's part of living the Christian life. We want to live for God, and sometimes we have questions about how we should do it.
然后在我们基督徒的生命当中，我们也会碰到类似的问题，就是说我们什么时候应该完全的听从权柄，而什么时候我们应该反抗。
The Bible clearly commands us as Christians that we are supposed to submit to the authority that God has placed over us.
圣经里面对我们有清楚的吩咐，就是上帝希望我们顺服上帝。那掌权的。
But aren't there times when we are called to disobey?
但是有的时候上帝也吩咐我们应该不顺从那掌权的，是不是啊？
And maybe even rebel?
甚至要反抗那掌权的，对不对？
And it's not just with the authority of the government.
不仅仅是说有时候我们那个应该反抗政府里面的掌权的。
We also have authority in the church, authority in the home, authority in the workplace.
因为神在不仅仅在政府当中设立了那个掌权的让我们顺服，而且在家里，在教会，在工作的地方，他也设立的掌权的让我们去顺服。
So are there times when we're supposed to disobey or maybe even rebel?
但是有的时候对这些权柄我们是不是也应该不顺服甚至反抗呢？
It's a tough question, for sure.
这个问题实在不好回答。
And that's the situation that we find here in Exodus 1, 3,500 years ago.
所以在出埃及记里面所记载的3500年前的历史 里面我们就看到以色列人也碰到了同样的问题。
Two ladies, and their names are Shifra and Pua.
这里记到有两个收生婆，一名施弗拉，一名普阿，这两位女士就碰到了这样的问题。
And they lived in the land of Egypt.
他们生活在埃及。
And the king was a very wicked king.
当时的埃及法老是一个非常邪恶的王。
So here in Exodus chapter 1,
我们看到出埃及记第一章里面的记载。
Do you want me to read, or do you want to read? How do you?
I'll read it in Chinese.
Let's 1 through 11.
Okay. 我会为大家念出埃及记第一章第一节到第十一节的内容。以色列的众子各带家眷和雅各一同来到埃及，他们的名字记在下面，有流便、西缅、利未、犹大、以撒加、西布伦、便雅敏、但、拿弗他利、加德、雅舍，凡从雅各而生的共有七十人。约瑟已经在埃及，约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂极其强盛，满了那地。有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说，看哪，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛，来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地区了。十一节说，于是埃及人派督工的辖制他们，加重担苦害他们，他们为法老建造两座积货城，就是比东和兰塞。 So I stopped at 11. Verse 11.
The Hebrews are in Egypt as slaves at this point.
所以在这个时候那个以色列人在埃及是做苦工的。
The Pharaoh is a very wicked king.
当时的法老是一个非常邪恶的王。
And the Israelites have been commanded to build two cities for the Egyptians.
所以他压迫以色列人为埃及人建两座积货城。
This is a time of hard labor and bitter persecution.
以色列人在那个时候经过了非常劳苦的那个奴役和压迫。
The Pharaoh wanted to persecute the Hebrews until they didn't exist anymore.
法老就想通过这种苦害使以色列人消灭。
But that's not what happened.
但他并没有让以色列人这个民族消失。
Can you read verses 12 and 13?
我们看出埃及记第一章十二节到十三节。只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延，埃及人就因以色列人愁烦。埃及人严严地使以色列人做工。
It says the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel.
这里讲到埃及人非常的害怕以色列人。
The Pharaoh was worried that the Hebrew people were growing too big and too mighty.
因为法老担心以色列人太多，人太多，太强盛。
And the Egyptians were afraid of them.
所以埃及人非常的害怕以色列人能强盛起来。
The Hebrew word for dread is kutz.
所以这个害怕在当时的希伯来语里面用的是 kutz 这个词。
It means to hate someone because you are afraid of them.
意思就是说，因为害怕所以痛恨。
It means to have a sickening feeling in your stomach.
心里面极其的厌恶。
So the officers of Egypt looked at the Hebrews and they're getting bigger month by month and year by year.
所以当法老的那些大臣们看着以色列人一天一天的强盛起来，人越来越多的时候，
and they have this growing fear in their stomachs.
所以他们就内心感到非常的恐惧，越来越恐惧。
Everyone was talking about it.
所以每个人都在谈论这个以色列人强大起来之后怎么样使他们害怕。
You could have walked into the local Starbucks and everyone was talking about it.
所以当你去那边他们的咖啡店的时候就会听到他们说这个在谈论以色列人是何等的让人害怕。
They'd be sitting at their tables and drinking their lattes.
当这些埃及人坐在那儿喝他们的 latte 咖啡的时候，就在讲以色列人是何等的令人恐惧。
And they say this is getting out of hand. Our plan isn't working.
所以这些埃及人就在那说，局面越来越失控了，我们就管不了这些以色列人了。
And they're saying if we don't bring the hammer, they're going to take over and rule the nation.
如果我们不采取措施打击这些以色列人的话，这以色列人就会起来反抗我们，摧毁我们。
So their brutality increased.
所以这个埃及人就更加的苦害以色列人。
And I think it's interesting, when you find angry and mean people in the Bible, a lot of the time it's because of their fear.
我们看到圣经里面有其他的例子，就是看到一些人非常的愤怒，非常的苦害别人的时候，是因为他里面有恐惧。
And if you can look past the brutality, that's what you're going to find. It's fear.
当我们透过他们的这个苦害别人的行为来看他们内心的时候，我们会发现他其实是害怕。
So the Egyptians are afraid of the Hebrews, therefore they hate them, therefore they persecute them.
所以埃及人因为害怕以色列人，所以他们就恨以色列人，所以他们就苦害他们。
And I've seen this with people in life as well.
我们生活当中也有这样的例子。
Maybe you are that kind of person who is violent and angry and brutal.
或者你就是这样一种的个性，就非常的暴怒，非常的那个厉害，很容易去害别人。
And maybe you just need to stop, step back and ask, what is it that you're afraid of?
这个时候你或者应该安静下来，退后想一想，说为什么我会变成这样的人？
A lot of people are angry because they're afraid.
很多人呢，他很愤怒，是因为他里面有恐惧。
Maybe it's a fear of loss.
可能是因为害怕失去什么东西。
Or a fear of humiliation.
或者害怕被别人羞辱。
Or a fear of exposure.
或者害怕自己的生活的弱点暴露在别人面前。
Or a fear of weakness.
或者是害怕软弱。
Or a fear of losing control.
或者害怕失去对局面的掌控。
The Egyptians were living in that kind of fear.
所以这些埃及人就是这样的害怕，被这种恐惧所控制。
They're afraid of losing their land, so they became vicious and committed injustice.
所以因为他们害怕自己的国土被以色列人所夺走，所以他们变得非常的凶残，对以色列人非常的残酷。
Look at what happens here in verses 13 and 14.
所以我们来看这个出埃及记第一章的13节到14节。这里说，埃及人严严的使以色列人做工，使他们因做苦工觉得命苦。无论是和泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严的待他们。
So Pharaoh said, we're going to work them to death.
所以法老说，我们要让他们做工做到死。
But it didn't work.
但是呢，以色列人并没有因此而死。
So he came up with a new and darker plan.
所以法老就想出一个更可怕的，更残酷的一个计划。
And this reminds me of the Nazis in the 1900s.
他的做法让我想起了1930年代，这个纳粹在欧洲所实行的暴行。
First, Hitler decided that he was going to denounce the Jews in the newspapers.
所以希特勒一开始做的是在报纸上污蔑这些犹太人。
But that didn't work. So then he took away their privileges.
所以那并没有奏效，所以以色列这个希特勒就开始把那个以色列人的那个公民权夺取。
And that didn't work, so he destroyed their shops and their houses.
但是那也没有消灭以色列人，所以他这个希特勒的下一步就是使这些以色列人或者犹太人让他们的生意，让他们的那个商店被夺走。
And that didn't work.So he made them wear special badges that marked them as enemies.
当那一步也没有消灭这个犹太人的时候，希特勒就命令犹太人必须在肩膀上 戴上徽章，让每一个人看见他们就知道他是犹太人。
And then he made them work as slaves.
然后下一步就是逼迫犹太人做苦工，做奴隶。
Then he put them in train cars, and then concentration camps, and then ovens.
然后把以色列把这个犹太人装进车里，运到这个集中营里面，然后进一步的迫害他们。
And that's what Pharaoh is doing here.
这个法老在这儿所做的就是类似的事情，类似的迫害。
His plan of slavery didn't work, so now he has to make it worse. He has to turn it up.
所以通过使以色列人做苦工，并没有消灭他们，所以法老就使他的迫害升级。
So now he turns to infanticide.
所以他就要杀害以色列人的婴孩。
Murder.
杀害他们。
If you look at verse 15, please.
如果我们看这个一章十五节的话，说有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名施弗拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说：“你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。”
So Shifra and Pua are in charge of all the midwives.
所以这个施弗拉和普阿是当时希伯来人收生婆的头头，他们是做领导的。
Did you read verse 16 also?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Pharaoh is acting because he's afraid.
所以法老要迫害以色列人，因为他害怕。
And he wants to intimidate these women because he expects them to be afraid.
所以他就恐吓这两个收生婆施弗拉和普阿，让他们也害怕。
So he brings them in and he talks very strongly to them.
所以他把他们两个人招过来，对他们说威吓的话。
But these women are not intimidated and they're not afraid.
但是这两位女士呢，并没有害怕，并没有被吓到。
Being a midwife is a difficult job.
因为在那个时代，做收生婆不是个容易的工作。
This was before we had modern hospitals and OBGYNs.
那个时候并没有现代的医院，也没有那个妇产科医生。
And babies were born in the house.
所以大家都是在自己的家里生孩子的。
And the midwife would come and deliver the babies.
然后呢，收生婆就过来帮忙接生。
And a lot of families are starting to do that again.
所以那个时候大家都是这样做的。
But it says here that they used a birth stool.
然后那个时候也是用一种生产的一个凳子一样的一个工具来帮助妇女生产。
And I don't even want to know what that is.
我也不知道它到底是个什么样的一个工具。
I remember when Jessica was in the hospital, and our babies were born.
我记得我的太太 Jessica 当时在医院里面要生产的时候。
I wanted to be there for her and help her.
我很想在那里去帮助她。
But I told everyone I'm going to be a North End coach.
但是呢，我也让这些医生护士明白，就是说。我不会插手你们所做的事情。
I'm going to let the doctors and the nurses take care of everything else, and I'm just going to help Jessica.
所以他们可以忙他们要忙的，我只是陪伴我的太太。
I could have never been a doctor or a nurse, and definitely not a midwife.
所以我不可能成为一个医生、护士或者是一个收生婆，那根本不是我能做的。
So these midwives are tough women.
所以这些收生婆，他们做的这个工作实在是不容易的。
And Pharaoh gave them an even tougher job now.
那现在呢？法老的命令就是他们的这个工作变得更难了。
They're supposed to go to the house, and when that baby is born, they're supposed to find out if it's a boy or a girl.
所以法老就让他们去帮忙接生的时候，首先要看看生出来是男孩还是女孩。
But if it's a boy,
那如果是个男孩的话
，they're supposed to suffocate it.
他们就要。就应该把他们把这个男孩去闷死，这是法老的命令。
Don't even let it cry one time.
所以甚至不让他哭出来。
And then they would take the dead baby and give it to the mom.
然后呢，这个时候法老的命令是让这个收生婆把那个被闷死的男孩子给他妈妈看。
And they're supposed to say, "I'm sorry, but your baby didn't live."
然后撒谎说对不起，很遗憾你的小孩没活下来。
This is a horrible plan.
这实实在在是一个非常非常可怕的一个法老的计划。
This is murder.
这个是杀人的罪。
Unfortunately, this is what some of our states are legalizing today.
但是很可惜的，我们现在美国有好几个州正在将这个事情合法化。
Today we try to act sophisticated and we call it partial birth abortion.
所以我们给他一个非常复杂的命令，叫做未出生之前的一个流产，或者是小孩子还没有出生的时候，在一半当中的时候这个流产术。
But it's murder.
但实际上他就是杀人。
And these women...
而这两位女士她们不愿意犯这个罪。
These women are strongly pro-life.
这两位女士是坚决地反对堕胎的。
And Pharaoh gets frustrated with them.
而法老呢对他们的不作为非常的生气。
If you would, look at verses 17 through 21.
然后我们看那个出埃及记第一章17节到21节。但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。埃及王招了收生婆来说，你们为什么做这事存留男孩子的性命呢？收生婆对法老说，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是强壮的，原文做活泼的，收生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。神厚待收生婆，以色列人多起来极其强盛，收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
These ladies are heroes.
他们实在是，这两位女士实在是很勇敢的人。
They feared God more than they feared the laws of the king.
他们敬畏神过于他们害怕法老。
But actually their story is actually kind of funny, isn't it?
然后我们也看到他们的故事里面其实有很有趣的部分，对不对？
They say these Hebrew women are vigorous.
因为他们告诉法老说这些希伯来妇人是很强壮的。
And it means that they're lively, they're full of life.
这意思也是说他们是很活泼的，充满生命力的。
They tell Pharaoh that they're too fast for us.
他们告诉那个法老说我们还没到他们就生了。
We hear that they're going to have a baby and so we head across town.
我们听说他们要生小孩了，我们就赶紧赶过去。
But by the time we get there,They already have a baby.
当我们到那个时候，小孩已经生出来了。
What are we supposed to do?
我们还能做什么呢？
And I don't think Pharaoh wanted to hear the details either.
我想法老也不想听到这个整个过程的细节。
He's not going to argue with these midwives. They know what they're doing.
他也不想挑战这个收生婆的专业的知识，因为他们是专业的收生婆。
But we look at them, and they are heroes of faith.
然后我们看到他们的故事的时候，我们就知道他们是信心的勇士。
And I praise God for people who have courage and faith like this.
我感谢主，他赐给我们这样蛮有信心的这些勇士们。
We have brothers and sisters like this around the world today.
我们今天在全球各地都有这样充满信心的弟兄姊妹们。
They're in the Middle East.
他们在中东
Africa,
他们在非洲
China,
在中国
And their faith encourages us from a long distance.
虽然他们离我们很远，但是他们的信心激励了我们。
And we can sit here this morning and have comfort as we worship our God.
我们今天是很蒙福的，可以在这里很舒适的来一起敬拜我们的主。
But our brothers and sisters right now, today, are being hunted and persecuted.
而我们在世界上别的地方的弟兄姊妹们，就在今天，就在此刻，被人追杀，被人因着他们的信仰而迫害。
And it's because they are loyal to Jesus Christ.
就是因为他们对主耶稣基督忠心。
And they are standing fast in their faith.
而他们在他们的信仰上站立得稳。
They're more afraid of God than the king.
他们敬畏神过于他们害怕害怕那个地上的王。
And they say, no, we're not going to do what you're telling us to do.
他们对地上的王说，我们不会听你的。
We are not going to deny our Lord Jesus.
我们不会否认我们的主耶稣基督。
And many of them are paying a great price.
And 很多人因此而付出了巨大的代价。
And we need to pray for them.
我们应该为他们祷告。
Now, the Bible is very clear about submitting to authority.
所以圣经一方面非常非常清楚地教导我们应该顺服那掌权的。
As Christians, we're supposed to submit to the authority and pay our taxes.
所以作为基督徒我们应该顺服掌权的而且按时按量的纳税。
And we're supposed to live quiet and responsible lives.
我们也应该过一个安静的不打扰不麻烦别人的一个负责任的一个生活。
We want to follow Jesus and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们应该跟随耶稣基督并且被圣灵充满。
Ephesians 5 says that we are supposed to submit to one another.
而且在以弗所书五章里面也说我们应该彼此顺服。
It says, wives, submit to your husbands.
他说做妻子的应当顺服丈夫。
Ephesians 6 says, children, obey your parents.
以弗所书六章也说你们做儿女的应当顺服你们的父母。
Titus 2 says, slaves, submit to your masters.
提多书里面也说做奴仆的应该顺服主人。
And Romans 13 says, Christians, submit to the government.
罗马书十三章也教导我们我们做基督徒的应该顺服在上掌权的。
But then we come to a passage like Exodus 1.
但是我们也看到这个出埃及记一章里面所记载的。
And these heroes of the faith did not submit to the government.
这些信心的勇士们并没有听从那个当时埃及的政府。埃及的王。
Because we have to understand that the laws of God are higher than the laws of man.
因为我们必须明白上帝的法律法超过人间的律法。
The government has authority because God gave them authority.
地上的人之所以有权柄是因为上帝赐权柄给他们。
So we don't just blindly submit.
所以我们不是盲目的愚忠服从地上的所有的权柄。
There's a time to submit and there's a time to resist.
所以顺服有时反抗有时。
But we have to be careful.
但是呢我们在处理这些问题的时候一定要小心。
Exodus is not saying that children can disobey their parents.
所以出埃及记一章里面并没有告诉我们说做儿女的你要不顺服你的父母。
It's not saying that wives can take over the family from their husbands.
所以也没有教导我们说做妻子的要掌控整个的家庭。
It's not saying that we can just reject any authority whenever we want.
这一章也没有教导我们要抗拒所有的权柄。
Submission to authority has limits.
所以顺服地上的权柄是有它的限制的。
But we always submit to what God says in His Word.
但是呢，我们应该完全的、无条件的顺服所有上帝在圣经中的教导。
The Pharaoh's command directly contradicted what God said.
法老的命令直接的和上帝的命令所冲突。
And that's where we have to be careful.
所以这个时候我们就应该仔细的思想。
We can't just not submit because we don't feel like it or because of what we think.
所以我们不应该因为自己的感觉或者想法想不顺服就不顺服。
We have to make sure that we are doing what God says.
我们在决定不顺服的时候一定要确保我们实实在在是在遵循上帝的旨意。
Shiphrah and Puah disobeyed the king because they wanted to obey God.
这两位修身婆他们不顺服法老是因为他们要顺服上帝。
In Acts chapter 5, Peter said, we must obey God rather than men.
所以在使徒行传五章的时候彼得回答说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
And so these ladies rejected the command of the king because they feared God more than they feared the king.
所以这两位女士不顺服法老是因为她们敬畏神多于害怕那个地上的权柄。
And it's so easy for us to get into a conversation about did they do the right thing? Was lying the right thing?
所以我们有时候就会陷入一些不是很要紧的这个争论里面。比如说他们撒谎对不对呀？ 他们在这个事情上是不是做对了。
But read verses 20 and 21 again.
让我们再次来念一章的二十到二十一节。一章的二十节说，神后代收生婆以色列人多起来，极其强盛。收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
God gave them families.
所以神让这两位收生婆成立家室。
It sounds like God gave them husbands and they got married and had kids.
好像是说上帝让他们找到丈夫，建立家庭，然后生了小孩子。
God blessed them.
所以上帝祝福了他们。
God protected them.
上帝保守了他们。
God rewarded them.
上帝奖赏了他们。
They were in a difficult situation and they acted by faith.
他们面临艰难的抉择，但是他们做出了正确的决定，以他们的信心，对上帝的信靠做出了正确的决定。
It was a difficult situation. They might not have known what to do.
他们所处的情景是很难做决定的。他们这 ，yes.
And 3,500 years later, we can sit here and debate: Did they do the right thing?
我们在3500年之后可以坐在这里，轻松的在这里谈论，在这里这个讨论说他们是不是做对了，做出了正确的决定。
And sometimes we can look at other people who are in difficult situations.
有的时候我们也可以看别人所处的那个艰难的环境里面。
And we can disagree with what they did.
我们可以不同意他们的做法。
And it's so easy for us to judge them.
但是呢，我们很容易论断他们。
But we don't know their hearts.
但是我们不知道他们心里面所想的，内心的实际的情况。
Maybe they made a different decision than we would.Because of their faith.
或者他们所做的决定虽然不符合我们的想法，但实际上他们是出于信心所做的决定。
Maybe we find ourselves in a difficult situation.
或者有时候我们也陷在这种困难的环境里面。
And we don't know what to do. It's hard to apply what the Bible says to every situation.
我们也不知道该怎么办，因为把圣经里面的原则运用到实际的情景里面是不容易的。
But we have to act in faith.
但是我们要凭着信心来做决定。
These ladies would not kill the babies because of their faith.
因为他们对上帝的信心，这两位收生婆就决定他们不要去杀害婴孩。
But Augustine says that God rewarded them for their faith and not for their deceit.
所以神学家奥古斯丁说，这两位收生婆受到上帝的奖赏，不是因为他们撒了谎，而是因为他们出于信心的行为。
Now as the story goes on, Pharaoh's not done yet.
当我们看到历史的记载继续下去的时候，我们看到法老对以色列人的迫害并没有停止。
Look at what he does in verse 22.
我们看到这个22节所记载的。法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢在河里，一切的女孩你们要存留他的性命。
It's even worse.
这个事情甚至变得更加糟糕了。
He's killing babies just because of their gender.
就因为这有一些，就因为这他们是男孩子，所以法老就要命令他们被杀害。
But don't some people do that today?
我们今天世界上是不是也有人因为婴孩的性别而杀害这婴孩呢？
Some people find out that their baby's a girl and they want a son.
And 因为有些人发现自己所怀的是女孩子，但是他们想要的是一个男孩子。
And a lot of the time those girls are murdered.
所以他们就决定把这个女孩子杀掉。
The date on the calendar has changed.But human nature has not.
所以时代变化，但是人的罪性并没有变化。
We are all still desperately wicked sinners.
我们仍然是那无可救药的罪人。
There was cruelty in the time of Moses, and there's cruelty today.
在摩西的时代，人作恶，在今天仍然作恶。
There are tyrants in the ancient world, and there are tyrants today.
在古代的时候有一些暴君，在今天仍然有暴君。
Injustice hurt innocent people in the times of Pharaoh, and even in our sophisticated world, injustice still hurts innocent people.
在法老的时代，无辜的人受到不公正的待遇，在今天无辜的人仍然受到不公正的待遇。
And having faith in this kind of world isn't always easy.
所以在这样一个罪恶的世界里面，我们坚持我们的信仰并不是容易的。
But when our faith is in God, God will bless us.
但是当我们的信仰是建立在上帝的里面的时候，上帝会保守我们，会赐福给我们。
Are you committed to having faith even in this evil world?
你有没有决心，甚至在这个罪恶的世界上，仍然坚持自己的信仰？
Are you resolved to have faith even in difficult situations?
你是不是下决心，甚至在艰难的环境里面，仍然要坚持你的信仰？
If you are here this morning as a Christian, it's because you have put your faith in God.
如果你今天早上是作为一个基督徒的身份听到这篇道的时候，是因为你已经在上帝里面有了信仰。
And God has done so much for us.
而且上帝已经祝福我们如此的多。
And we trust His promises.
我们相信他的应许。
And we trust His love.
我们相信他的爱。
And we give Him our eternal souls.
我们将自己的灵魂交在他永恒的保守里面。
We know that God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins.
我们知道神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，死在十字架上，为了拯救我们。
We trust Him with our souls for all of eternity.
我们在永恒里面，我们将我们命运的我们灵魂的永恒的命运都交在上帝的手里。
But will we trust God enough to do the right thing today?
但是当我们今天碰到困难的时候，我们的信心是不是足够，让我们凭着信心做出正确的决定
？Even in a wicked world，
甚至在这样一个败坏、罪恶的世界里
；Even in difficult situations，
甚至在非常艰难的环境里面
；Even if we have to risk our lives like these two ladies，
甚至我们接下来的余生可能会遭到像这两位这个。修生婆那样碰到了更艰难的一个环境。
As Christians, we say we have faith for the big eternal things, but do we really have faith to do the right thing for Him today?
作为基督徒，我们常常想到我们的信心是有关那些永恒的特别大的事情，但是我们有没有信心在我们日常的小事上面也能够坚持并且做出正确的决定？
Sometime soon, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do.
有的时候我们会碰到一些我们根本不想去进入的那个环境里面。
But the answer is put your faith in God.
那该怎么办呢？那个答案就是我们要信靠主。
We don't need a deceitful faith. We don't need to lie.
我们不需要一个诡诈的信心，我们不需要去撒谎。
But we need a passionate faith in His power.
但是我们需要一个热情的信心来相信上帝的能力。
Will you stand so I can pray for you?
请大家站立，牧师为我们祷告。
Lord God, you are amazing and powerful and loving.
主啊神啊，你是一位有能力的，有怜悯的，并且充满爱的神。
And we want to trust in you every day.
我们希望我们每天都能够信靠你。
Lord God, help my brothers and sisters.
主啊，帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
Help them to be prepared for those difficult situations.
帮助他们为着那些艰难的岁月而预备。
Help them this morning to put all of their faith in you alone.
今天早上就帮助我们每一位弟兄姊妹，将我们的信心完全放在你的里面。
Help us to be committed.
帮助我们坚定我们的信心。
Help us to be resolved.
帮助我们下定决心。
Help us to follow you even when it's difficult.
帮助我们 就算在艰难的情景里面也能够跟从你。
Lord God, give us grace.
主啊，赐我们恩典。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告， amen.